Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School, home of the Blue Devils, hosting Class 2A, Sectional 39. We welcome you to today's education-based school varsity boys basketball game. Fight the Taylor Titans and the Tipton Blue Devils. Class 2A, Sectional 39, championship contest tonight. It's slated to start about 7:30. Maybe a bit after, maybe about 7:40, tip off. And we'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, fighting internet radio access for putmeinsports.com since 2008. We'll also mention coverage Blue Devil basketball and Tipton County sports can be found the weekly Wednesday printed edition and online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. Again, that's TiptonCountyTribune.com. Updates on games and results. You can follow Michelle Garman at Michelle_Garman. Find her on X, formerly known as Twitter. So both teams are out on the floor. They're taking shots. Still working from the two lines. Teams came out for an early get-together at the 20-minute mark. Something happened. Don't know what. Both teams went back into the locker room. After about 3 minutes of warming up, then they did something. Don't know what. They put 20 more minutes on the clock. They came back out right now. There's 14:08. The pregame. I mentioned my wife is monitoring the ball game tonight. He is my sound check expert. He's watching the grandkids for in Zionsville. My son, TJ, and his wife, Danielle, went with a couple, went over to Cincinnati to see a Christian band, I think so. But anyway, they're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to watch the kids tonight. One of them is Rowan. Rowan Whitham, I tell you what, he's 7 years old, smart as a whip, the big Michael Jordan fan, and so am I. Also right there in the household is Perkston. Perkston Whitham, he's 4 years old, and I tell you what, they're both sort of Vikings fans. That's a good way to go. They're listening to the ball game here tonight. We'll mention, we'll talk a little bit about the teams. Their scoreboard, we'll mention, the Blue Devils are going to be the home team tonight. We'll talk about the Taylor Titans first. Mention, Taylor Titans, they have a school enrollment, 353. Class 2A, Sectional 39, we knew that. Their principal, Brandon Charles Gleason. Athletic director is Robert Wannell. Robert Wannell is also head basketball coach for the Titans. Mention Taylor High School is located at 3794 East 300 South, Kokomo, Indiana, 46902. And dial them up by telephone at 765-453-3035. The web is TaylorTitansAthletics.com for the colors red and black. Perform in the Hoosier Heartland. Our nine teams in the Hoosier Heartland start to finish this year. Number one, 8 wins, no losses, Clinton Prairie. The Gophers, they are currently 18-4. I will mention that number two, Taylor Titans. I mentioned Clinton Prairie has bowed out of the tournament. The Gophers are out of the tournament. Their final tally was 18-4. Number two, Taylor Titans, they're still in the tournament. They're going to play here tonight versus Tipton. They finished 5-3 in the Hoosier Heartland. Right now, they're 17 wins, 8 losses. But three in the conference, 5-3 finished up. Carroll, still playing in the conference, stay in the postseason, 16-9. Number four, they finished 4-4. Sheridan Blackhawks finished the season 13-9. At number five, your Heartland Conference, 4-4 in the conference. High Central, they finished the season 13-10. At number six, also 4-4, Conference. Rockville playing tonight. Still going. They're 11-14. Number 7, 3-5 conference, the Eastern Conference. Finished the season at an even 12-12. Number 8, also 3-5 conference, Delphi Oracles. Finished the season at 11-13. At number 9, Clinton Central. The Central Bulldogs lined up the pack at 0-8, 3-20 the season. We'll remind you the Taylor Titans are 17 wins, 8 losses, 5-3 in the Hoosier Heartland. Average, this is a 25-game average. Per game, offensively, 52.3. Defensively, they give up an average of 45.7. Head coach is Mr. Robert Wannell. For Wannell, working in year number 3 at Taylor High School. 48 wins. 24 losses. So he's a 17-year, working in year number 17, varsity head basketball coach. Overall, his record is 241 wins, 170 losses. Remind you, tonight's winner will advance next week's regional game. This is Class 2A Sectional 40 winner. They're playing that game tonight. We'll talk about their tickets here in a little bit. Talk about the home team on the scoreboard, Chips and Blue Devils. The Blue Devils, right here, they have a gym capacity, 3,050. I mentioned last night, yes, I have seen this gym filled up back when Derek Elston was playing for the Blue Devils. Chips and Blue Devils have a school enrollment of 454. That's 2A, Sectional 39. They're playing right here at Tipton High School. Principal at Tipton High School is Craig Leach. Athletic director is Corey Fernung. Assistant AD and the middle school athletic director, Alec Weddle. He's also a coach. He's on the bench. Hi. The athletic trainer at Tipton High School is Mr. Burke Merch. Tipton High School is located 619 South Main Street, in Indiana, 46072. Dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. The web is tiptonathletics.com for the colors blue and white. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference here. It's in the order of finish for 2023-24. At the top, number 1, Tipton Blue Devils. Currently 23-2 losses. Number 2 this year, Lafayette Central Catholic. Tonight, they're still going 16-8. Number 3, Penn Lake Indians. They're still in it 19-6. Number 4, the Hamilton Heights Huskies finished the season at 10-14. Followed up by number 5, Western Panthers finished the season at 5-17. Number 6, Lafayette Red Devils, they're still going, playing tonight. They're 18-6. At number 7, Central Bison, they finished the season 15-9. Number 8, the Northwestern Tigers finished the season at 12-8. At number 9, the Rensselaer Central Bombers finished the season at 10-14. To remind you, the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 23 wins, 2 losses, did win the Hoosier Conference. They are the champions this season. Imagine a 25-game average. The Blue Devils, they're averaging per game 68.3 points per ball game. Give up an average defensively 50.8. Mention the head coach is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins working in year number 5 at Tipton High School. At 87 wins, 35 losses at Tipton. For all, he's working in year number 43. His third year as a varsity head basketball coach. Has coached 978 games his tenure. Close to that 1,000 mark. At 584 wins. 394 losses. We'll mention again tonight. At 2A, Sectional Sectional 39 Sensational winner will play against at 2A Sectional 40 Alexandria Sectional winner. The game will happen next Saturday. First the night be the regional competition. There will only be one game, the regional. Talk about the Hoosier Conference. Boys basketball sectional. Talk about what happened last night, Friday night, March the 1st. The 16s, Northwestern and Mississinawa. Mississinawa got the win, 35-31. Hamilton Heights, they went to Newcastle. Battle with the Yorktown Tigers. Yorktown Tigers got the win, 64-3. Penn Lake Indians, North Montgomery. Penn Lake got the win, 36-34. That's Lafayette Red Devils and Frankfurt Hot Dogs. That Frankfurt, Lafayette got the win, 69-59. Central Catholic Knights last night, a home game for them. And against Clinton Prairie, Central Catholic got a decisive win for a high-ranked Clinton Prairie team, 49-32. The Tipton Blue Devils went against Eastern last night. It was closer than you thought. And we'll mention the Blue Devils got the win last night, 61 over the Eastern Comets, 44. Now we'll talk about the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Hoosier Heartland Conference last night. March the 1st, Friday night, I mentioned, two games at Lafayette Central Catholic. You already know it's Sectional 38, Trenton Prairie and Central Catholic. Central Catholic got the win, 49-32. Then in the nightcap, 7:30 last night at Central Catholic, Covington went against Carroll. Carroll got the win, 63-49. And then Class 2A Sectional 39, it was Tipton over Eastern. He won 44. Class 2A, 43 sectional. University went against the Sheridan Blackhawks. University got the win, 60-50. At 1A, sectional 54. At Central last night, Central in Rossville. Rossville got the win, 60-44. Class 1A, sectional 55 last night. That was at Tri-Central High School. Tri-Central went against Liberty Christian. But Christian got the win, 69-57. And then 2A, Sectional 39, the nightcap last night right here at Tipton High School. 7:30 contest. Taylor in Eastbrook. It's a good game. A lot of the game probably broke loose fourth quarter. Taylor got the win over Eastbrook, 37. Game's happening tonight. Sectional final, sectional champion. Shift games tonight, March the 2nd. The Hoosier Conference, national championship games. There are four teams involved, just three games. Catching at Frankfurt, sectional final, Class 3A, sectional 22, 30 starts tonight. Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, they're both out of the West Division, the Hoosier Conference. So tonight, Class 2A, Sectional 38 at Central Catholic High School. That game has already begun. 7 o'clock start time, Central Catholic and Carroll Cougars. I'm sitting right next door to fans for the Taylor Titans. They're making a good, joyful noise. Their team comes back out of the locker room. Devils are on the floor also. I mentioned tonight, 2A, Sectional 39 right here. Tipton High School, 7:30 start, probably about 7:40, maybe 7:45. It's the Tipton Blue Devils and the Taylor Titans. So mention Hoosier Heartland. Your Heartland Conference tonight, sectional championship games. Three teams, Hoosier Heartland, three games at 2A, sectional 38. Central Catholic High School, 7 o'clock start, Central Catholic and the Carroll Cougars. F2A, Sectional 39, Tipton, Taylor, 45 start. Class 1A, Sectional 54, Felton Central, North Vermilion against the Rossville Hornets tonight. They've already begun. game started at 7 p.m. So both teams are exiting the floor. Under a minute left in the pregame, collecting basketballs, and a Tipton sectional tonight. Looking for the winner in the Alexandria sectional. Talk about those sectionals in a bit. Getting ready to let the clock run down, getting ready for the national anthem. Three officials on the floor. I see one that might have been here last night. A nightcap, I think the other two. We're not on the floor in a nightcap last night. So the Taylor Titans and the Tipton Blue Devils getting close right here. National anthem will be first. A line right there on the floor across the foul line. Now everybody in the facility is going to stand attention. We'll do just the same. So there's the horn. It's going to be addressed by the public address. What a fine voice he has. But I've really admired his voice for some time now. We're going to hear the national anthem sung by a female here at Tipton High School. Here we go. Plus in the house tonight, that national anthem is always good. So I want to mention the starting lineup for tonight's contest. We'll mention first for the visiting team, the Taylor Titans. They'll start like this. Ring number 3, 6'2" sophomore, 11.5 points per game average, Faye McClatchy. Ring number 5, 6'1" junior, 0.4 points per game average, Jalen Wooten. Number 10, 6'1" freshman, 8 points per game average, Sean Galloway. Wearing number 11, 6'1" junior, 9.9 points game, points per game average, Connor Binion. Wearing number 12, 6'4" sophomore, 12.1 per game average, Davion Harris. The head coach is Robert Wanell. Now, starting lineup for the Tipton Blue Devils. Start like this. Number 3, 6'6" junior, 18.1 points per game average, 7.5 boards per game, 3 assists per game. That's Brady Carpenter. Wearing number 5, 6'1" junior, 5.5 points per game average, Sam Higley. Wearing number 11, 6'1" senior, 20 points game average, Nolan Swan. For 12, 6'4" senior, 2 points per game average, 5.6 rebounds per game, Ryan Tracy. Every number 23, 6'6" senior, 15 points per game average, Action Money. The coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Jeff Hawkins. Both teams on the floor, they're going to knuckle it up. Brady Carpenter in the center circle. Tipton, Davion Harris. Center circle, there's the tip. Controlled by the Taylor Titans. Front court with the basketball. Gray McClatchy on the dribble. To the left side around the perimeter. Counter Binion back to McClatchy. He'll pass the ball. Unselfishly, Keyshawn Galloway to work down low. Davion Harris, baseline drive, power layup is good. 2-0 contest, Taylor. Ball in the front court. Blue Devils. Grady Carpenter, Sam Quigley. Out top, Jackson Money. Right side, Ryan Tracy. Drive the cut. The lane rolls off. Where'd it go? Nolan Swan couldn't get the bucket. Rebound Taylor. Front court. Davion Harris, baseline. Picks up his dribble. Double team. Nolan Swan and Tracy. That's the ball. His hand is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Tipton. Going to be brought in right bucket on the baseline. Figured in by number 11, Connor Binion. Looking. It was stolen on the inbound by Nolan Swan. Good hands by Swan. Swan in the front court. Bounce to the left side. Grady Carpenter, ball's loose. Grady Carpenter going to tie it up. It's going to be a jump ball. Blue Devils will get the basketball. Take the arrow for the Blue Devils to keep basketball in the front court. Tied up right there. Number 3, Dre McClatchy. We'll toss it in. Back court, Grady Carpenter. Across the sideline. He gets him as Davion Harris. Side behind the arc, Jackson Money. Quigley out top, Grady Carpenter. Now Nolan Swan to Grady. Thought about a three. He's going to dribble in and get cut off. But looking down low off the glass. 2-point bucket, Sam Quigley for two. A ball game at 2. 50 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Championship contest. Sectional. Holds in 24. Around the perimeter. Side of Art Binion. Goes dribble in. Paint got his shot blocked by 6-foot Jackson Money. In the backcourt, Sam Quigley. Front court now, Grady Carpenter. Top, Ryan Tracy works it back to Nolan Swan. Thought about a three, back to Tracy. Throw the corner with it, Sam Quigley. Top, Jackson Money, out Grady Carpenter, back to Nolan. Nolan's going to dribble into paint. He's going to take a floater, go off the glass. Right-handed layup, Nolan Swan for two. A two contest, Blue Devils by two. Top, Binion. To the left side, Grady McClatchy. Count Connor Binion works the right side, Davion Harris. Back to Binion. Get around the perimeter, Dre McClatchy, and then Davion Harris going to bring it back out and reset the offense. Crossover dribble. Out top, Binion. Connor Binion dishes off. Sign, that was number 10, Sean Galloway. Out top, 3-point shot, good. Jessica Burkett. Taylor Titan, number 11, Connor Binion. 5-4 contest. The Titans in front on the dribble. Nolan Swan passes it outside. Jackson Money, Sam Quigley. Around the perimeter. On the dribble, Ryan Tracy now back to Jackson. Outside. We're going to get him, Connor Binion. Jackson's going to dribble in. Get outside. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Nothing but net. Grady Carpenter for three. Carpenter on the season shooting 38%. And the arc, he's now 41 for 107. We're going to round the perimeter. Top, Grady McClatchy. He'll dribble in or take a jump shot outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Bring it to the sideline and work it right side. Nolan Swan. Swan being guarded there by McClatchy. Dribble in. You're going to dribble in the paint or take a left-handed floater. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Throw by number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Get down baseline. Side the arc, we're going to back out. Grady McClatchy. They're going to work it right side. Davion Harris moves it back around. After Wooten, left elbow extended, guarded there by Jackson Money, knocking the ball free a little bit, putting it back up. Ball's loose, stolen by Sam Quigley. Quigley got the steal from Keyshawn Galloway. Front court, corner, 3-point shot, Ryan Tracy shot wouldn't go. Turns off, picked up by Wooten. The dribble in the front court, Davion Harris. Now back to Binion. Hunter Binion going to pass it back out, but we set the offense. Dre McClatchy. To the left side, moving around the perimeter. Galloway, back to McClatchy. Then we're to Binion. Galloway, going to work it back. Outside the arc, Jackson Money, guarding Binion. Davion Harris, sophomore athlete. More athlete, he'll take a jump shot. Off the rim, when Joe got his own rebound. In the paint, good. That's number 12, Davion Harris for two. He followed his shot. High ball game at 7. 8:42 on the game clock, first quarter. The dribble, Ryan Tracy out top of the circle. We're in the left side. Nolan Swan, he'll dribble in. A foul, going to be a bump foul. Called a blocking foul. Going to try to That's this game before it gets away from the officials. Say what, last night there was a lot of bumping and not a whole lot of whistles blowing during the ball game. I was thinking a few other guys might have entered the ball game early if they called a lot of them battle outside the arc. One shot good. Nolan Swan to three ties the tie at 10-7. The second timeout is called right here. We'll mention game is in part being brought to you by the Floor Store. Floor Store there at the east edge of Tipton. Hop by, look around. Their showroom may leave you speechless. They find shopping online isn't really necessary. Excellence is required. It's the Floor Store, Tipton, Indiana, Blue Devil Country, even Carolyn Swan. They'll lend you a hand when they can. Also support your choices, your decisions. The Floor Store, 003 Jefferson Street. Brought in backcourt. Taylor Titans crossing the timeline on the dribble. Connor Binion. Side, Dre McClatchy. In the ballgame for Taylor is number 4, Christian Hall. Christian Hall got in the game last night. Made a big difference. He hit the 3-ball well and did some rebounding at just 5'9". So Javion Harris going to take a breather. Next in the ballgame, for Taylor is number 32, Jacob Trueblood, 6'2" sophomore. Corner. And right there is Connor Binion. They'll work her back around. Christian Hall, now Dre McClatchy. Get around the perimeter, bring it back out. Christian Hall, right side, Binion. They'll go to the corner with it. Dre McClatchy back to Hall. Get on the left side, making the Blue Devils move that zone. Bring it back out top. Dre McClatchy going to hand off. Connor Binion. Number 4, Christian Hall. The Blue Devil fans to give a hand clap for the good defense being played in the front court of Taylor. 2:43 left. 10-7 contest. Blue Devils by 3. Hunter Binion. This is off. Dre McClatchy. Back pedal dribble. He'll take the point. Get some instructions from Coach Robert Wannell. In the center circle. Dribble it left. Christian Hall. I got top Connor Binion. At corner, Dre McClatchy back to Binion, out top. Break through blood. And back around. Behind the arc, Blue Devils not going to let an opening in the paint. Bring it back around to the corner. Connor Binion. That's out. Christian Hall. Now back to 3, Dre McClatchy. True blood, they're bringing around the perimeter. Binion won the spot up. Out top of the circle. Can Hall almost spot it up for the 3. To work it back around. 3-point shot. Dre McClatchy got the bucket. Took about 2-plus minutes off the clock. Got the bucket. Ties the ball game at 10. Baseline. Jackson Money. Ball's blocked the other direction. Christian Hall off the glass. Couldn't get it. Brady Carpenter to the front court. Jackson Money. 2-point bucket. Jackson Money was all alone. Another assist by Grady Carpenter. 12-10 contest. 1:24 the first quarter. In the front court. Blue Devils by 2. Top, Connor Binion. It is Dre McClatchy being guarded there. Double team. Jackson Money, Nolan Swan. Pass out of it. And in the right elbow, I have a Jalen Wooten. That's to Connor Binion. To the left side, Dre McClatchy. Guarded by Nolan Swan. Not a lot of fouls being called here tonight. Just one thus far. It was called on Taylor. Around the perimeter, that foul was whistled on Dre McClatchy. The right side, Connor Binion. Bounce it out, Christian Hall, not Dre McClatchy. Pin move, outside the paint, to get it back. Christian Hall, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter's going to slow it up. Across the timeline at a trot pace. 36 seconds left. Quarter, Grady Carpenter. Dribble in the paint. They go off the glass. He'll take a long stretch with those legs. He's got some tall legs, 6'6". Going to whistle a foul on the shot. Grady Carpenter is going to shoot 2. They're going to whistle this foul on number 11, Connor Binion. For Grady Carpenter at the free throw line. Shot good. He's shooting 65%. Now 73 for 111. Javion Harris back in the game. When this game started, the number 3 and number 5 and number 11 and a number 12 on the floor. 2 shots good on both. Katie Carpenter, front court. the dribble. That's number 10. Keeps down Galloway. Top Davion Harris back to Galloway. Now out top, Ray McClatchy. 20 seconds left. Well, team near the center line. Pass out of it. We'll go to the corner with it now. Bring the ball back around. True Blood kicked away on the pass. Tipped by Tracy and picked up by Grady Carpenter. 7 seconds left. See Carpenter on the dribble. Short pass. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Jackson Money. A shot to buzzer by Davion Harris was short. Wouldn't go. First quarter is complete. The score after the first quarter break. Tipped the Blue Devils. 10. As we listen to a little bit of Van Halen in Jump, 1984 album, and we definitely miss Eddie Van Halen. But the synthesizers out for this song and the whole album. Van was amazed that him wanted to do synthesizer music. So mention this game is in part being brought to you, Trips and Thinkers. TripsandThinkers.com. Quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preferred mileage in one owner automobiles. Here's Indiana. They're at 8599 116th Street. Dial them up there at 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. They also have a second Hamilton County location here in Noblesville, between Noblesville and Hexfield along State Road 32. Dial them up there at 317-773-2232. 1-773-2232. And Fishers.com. Hard in on side court, alternate possession. Gives the ball back to Taylor. Front court, out top, basketball. Jalen Wooten. Let's try again to the corner. McClatchy. Ball was hard to handle right there in front of the Blue Devil spirit section. Goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Tipton. The ball game for the Blue Devils is number 4, Gavin Hare. 6'2 senior. Gavin Hare, I understand. A good golfer. He's going to play golf in college. You know, work it down low. Off the glass. We've an alley-oop play to Jackson Money. 3-point bucket for Money. 16-10. Devils by 6. In the front court. Hunter Banyan, they'll work it back inside of Wooten. Wooten in the paint, lost the handle, picked up Owen Swan. Go back the other direction, he'll slow it up. Work to the corner. Gavin Hare, 3-point shot, good. Gavin Hare, up the bench, shot for the senior. Gavin Hare, nothing net. Gavin Hare on the season, working on that 3-point shot. Time out, immediately, called by Taylor. 19 and Blue Devils by 9, 7:14 left. And now here in the second quarter, we'll mention, this game is also in part brought to you, Hope Jewelers. Jewelers there in Tipton. Precious time, May 4, precious moment. Hope Jewelers, there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver. Correct. Hop in and visit Jewelers. Downtown Tipton, right next door to the Diana Theater. Jewelers are located 135 East Jefferson Street in Indiana, 6072. Reach them by phone at 765-759720. Jewelers are open daily Tuesday to Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, they're open 9:30 to the second horn going to be brought into the backcourt for Titan. Brought in by Christian Hall. The drill to the sideline, that's Dre McClatchy. Works at left side. In the basketball around, she's Sean Galloway. Back to McClatchy. To Banyan. Connor Banyan goes dribble at once. It's going to be tipped away and stolen by Noah Swan. He goes left-handed layup. Going to slap the backboard, and they're not going to call Dolkin. They should have shook the rim what was on the cylinder. 2-4 shot in the outside the paint wouldn't go. Davion Harris. Gonna be a foul in the backcourt. Davion Harris. Trying to battle with Grady Carpenter. Close to coach. And he couldn't make it to the 10-second line before picking up the foul. So Davion Harris has one. That's the first foul here in the second quarter. Tavion Harris going to take a breather in the ball game for Taylor. Is number five, Taylor Wooten, brought in side court, back court, Jackson Money. Brian Tracy going to dribble across the timeline. We're going to get Christian Hall. We're getting inside the arc, top of the circle, Grady Carpenter. Dribble it right side and go back behind the arc. Working against him right there is Connor Binion. Carpenter going to dribble baseline spin move. Side the paint, they're going to call it for a traveling violation. So they're calling for a travel on that spin. Give the ball back to Taylor, and Davion Harris is right back in the ball game. Swan L going to give a breather. Number 11, Connor Binion. Taylor going to bring it in from the backcourt. 84 feet away, baseline to baseline. 18-10, Blue Devils by 9. Taylor in the front court with the basketball. In the clash, Christian Hall, 5'9". The basketball there is Nolan Swan. Pass out of it to McClatchy. To the corner, Javion Harris. Javion Harris, just a sophomore, 6'4". Back around, out top, Christian Hall. Goes to the corner with it. Number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. In the paint, back out. Javion Harris on the dribble. Machine to bounce it back out. McClatchy, working it around the perimeter. Blue Devil spear section, another hand clap for the defense. Played in the front court. The paint, going to take a shot. Pretty go. Shot taken by Taylor. Jalen Wooten. They're going to whistle a foul on the rebound. Going to be whistled on Taylor. So that's going to be the second foul here in the second quarter on the Titans. Devils yet to commit a foul here in the second quarter. Connor Binion is back in the ballgame. He's taking a breather for Taylor. The five, Jalen Wooten. Going to be brought in backcourt. Carpenter and Ryan Tracy back to Grady. He's going to bring it to the timeline. He's going to be picked up at half court by Javion Harris. The dribble. They're working left side. In some directions. They go right side with the basketball. Jackson Money. They're going to paint. Turnaround jumper. Got it. Jackson Money, about a 12-footer. Turnaround jumper. Found the rim and put it through. 21-10. Blue Devils by 11. Top working the basketball. Right, left. It's a Christian Hall. Jackson Money guarding Hall. Back out top. Connor Binion back to Hall. Right side behind the arc. Jackson Money with the defense. At to Binion near the center line. They work at left side. In the McClatchy. Get down low to go baseline. Slide shot wouldn't go. Going to be a foul whistled. Gavin Hare going to get called for the foul. Going baseline there with Taylor Titan, number 10. Sean Galloway. He's the only freshman that starts for Robert Wannell. There's one other freshman on the team. Left-handed shooter. First shot is good. That's number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Shooting 53% throw line. John Galloway, he's now 20, 37, 25 games. This is number 26. Second shot up. He's off long and falls through. Bounces up off the rim and straight back through. Keyshawn Galloway got both of them. Kevin Hare going to take a breather. A three-point bucket from the right corner baseline. Take a breather back in the game for Tipton. Junior, number five, Sam Quigley. He's 6'2". Around the perimeter. Front court with a bent jump shot, right elbow. Rims off, wouldn't go. That was Jackson Money. Rebound, Javion Harris. The front court with the basketball. Dish off and move the basketball around. Keyshawn Galloway and Binion, Connor Binion. They'll move it left side. Christian Hall. Back out top to Binion. For the right side. Going to go dribble. Going to be a shot in the corner there. Thought about it. Going to bring it back out. Throw line. 2-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. That is Connor Binion. The way. Nolan Swan. Cross court pass. Grady Carpenter. To the corner. Jackson Money. He'll dribble in. Baseline. Kick it back out. Well behind the arc. Grady Carpenter. Guarded there by number 10, Keyshawn Galloway, the freshman. Dribble in, Nolan Swan. Now Grady Carpenter. Spin move, 4 minutes left, halfway through second quarter. 21-12, Blue Devils by 9. The ball in the front court. Jackson Money going to pop a 3. Short off the rim, with go. Rebound, Javion Harris for Taylor. Going to go coast to coast. Going to call an offensive foul on Javion Harris. I say he didn't slow up, setting up the draw charge. Blue Devils, we're going to have subs in the ballgame. It's going to be number 21, Landon Spidell. Spidell's going to enter the ballgame for the Blue Devils. He's 6'2", 185. He's a junior. They're going to play 2-3 zone. They're going to bring it out top. Taylor Sighton. The basketball, Grady Carpenter. Commission and also in a game for Taylor. Re-entering is Jalen Wooten, number 5. Top of the basketball, Nolan Swan. Free throw line, Grady Carpenter. Dribble in, he'll take a shot. Got the bucket, about a 7-8 footer. Out over the rim, nothing but net. Grady Carpenter for 2. 23-12, Devils by 11. Only such the biggest lead of the ball games thus far. They've had that a couple, maybe 3 times now. Right side, picked up the dribble. Christian Hall. The ring it down low. Try to get it down lower. Gray McClatchy. Ball goes out of bounds. It's last tip by the Blue Devils. See Javion Harris back in the ballgame. He's going to breathe. Taylor Titan. He's going to step down. And number 5, Jalen Wooten. Coach Juan L. keeps his guys fresh. Ballgame. 3-point shot behind the arc. Near the corner baseline for Titan number 3, Dre McClatchy. Into that lead. 23. The Blue Devils by 8. Long 3-point shot. Lance. Long 3. About 3 steps behind the arc. Nolan Swan. Nothing but net. Couldn't want to play a game of horse against Nolan Swan. In the paint. Down low. Off the glass. Davion Harris. Side the glass. For layup. It's 26-17. Devils by 9. 23 on the game clock. Working it out top of the basketball. Grady Carpenter. They'll pass it in. They'll bring it back out. Jackson Money. Back out to Grady near the center court. Back left elbow. Lost the handle. Going to be a foul. Going to be a reach-in foul. Number 12, Davion Harris. Davion Harris. Going to pick up the foul. Evidently, that was a foul called. Maybe something different from another official. Davion Harris is going to pick up his 3rd foul. With 2:12 left, the second quarter. Work it in. Jackson Money works it into Grady Carpenter. In the paint, turnaround jumper, good. Grady Carpenter for 2. 28-17, Devils by 11. Working in the front court. Bounce it to the corner. And bring it back out, Christian Hall. He'll pass it down low. Dre McClatchy. Stolen. Landon Spidell against the Grady Carpenter. Now Sam Quigley. Back to Carpenter. Front court, Nolan Swan. He'll dribble and pop a shot. Team footer. Near the right elbow, got the bucket. Nolan Swan for 2. 30-17. Blue Devils by 13. Largest lead of the ballgame. Now top, Connor Binion. Up a screen. In there from Wooten. Back to McClatchy. Now back out top. We're the basketball, Connor Binion. Christian Hall with the basketball. He'll bounce it. Back out to Binion. To find an opening, working the baseline there, is Wooten. Had to set down with number 12, Javion Harris. So they're working a lower pace factor there, and about to down low in the paint. Wooten, he's going to be in the paint, looking to get rid of it. Could cast out to get the ball back to Christian Hall. Except the offense, we're under a minute. 51 seconds left. Second quarter, 30-17, Blue Devils by 13. And out top, Christian Hall. Long 3-point shot, Connor Binion. Connor Binion for 3. Left elbow extended. Left steps behind the arc. 30, 20. 10 by 10. Ball in the front court. 28 seconds left. Keep in the front court, Grady Carpenter. We're going to jack the money. Corner, Sam Quigley. 3-point shot is good. Sam Quigley. On the season, shooting 37%, now 32-5, 3-point land. Junior athlete, Sam Quigley. Around the perimeter, Jackson Money trying to get the steal. Top, Connor Binion. Connor Binion on the dribble, 4 seconds left. The long shot by Christian Hall at the buzzer off the glass, and good. Christian Hall had to launch it behind the arc straight away. Bank is open. At least the ATM is open. It's 33-23. Blue Devils take a 10-point lead into the locker room. A good ball game so far. The fans have not been disappointed. And we'll talk about what's happening right here. Tipton Sectional. Tipton Sectional started out like this. Tonight, 27th. That was a Tuesday. 6 o'clock game, Tipton, Elwood. Tipton got the win, 66-64. Second night, that's on Wednesday, 28th of this week, 6 o'clock start. It was Taylor and Blackford. Good ball game. Taylor got the win, 146. Second game on Wednesday night. Second game Wednesday night, the 28th. Madison Grant going against Eastbrook. Eastbrook got the win, 61-50. The second night, we're going to take that back, coming back on a Friday night. My finals last night, Blue Devils, they were the home team last night, went against the Eastern Comets. Tipton got the win, 61-44. Second game last night, it was Taylor and Eastbrook. Game started out neck and neck. And watch that game, it ended up Taylor 53, Eastbrook 37. And tonight, right here, Tipton Blue Devils, Taylor Titans, in the home team, Tipton at 23-2, Taylor at 17-8, halftime, pretty left on the intermission, Tipton in front of Taylor 33-23. I will talk about the possible opponent for one of these two teams, either Tipton or Taylor, this weekend on Saturday. Tonight, regional competition, there will only be one game. It will feature the sectional 39 winner going against the sectional 40 winner. Sectional 40 is happening at Alexandria tonight. The tournament started out like this on Tuesday. One ball game, Winchester and Alexandria. Winchester got the win, 67-59. Then on Wednesday night, the 28th, first game, 6 o'clock. Westdale and Muncie Burris. Westdale got the win, 66-29. In the second game on Wednesday evening, 28th, Wapahani went against LaPel. I went over and watched that game. I was hoping for a different outcome, but Wapahani shot the lights out there in Alexandria's gym. Wapahani 47, LaPel 31. And coming back on a Friday night to the semifinals, Monroe Central, they got the bye, went against Winchester on Friday night in the first game, 6 o'clock. Monroe Central, 65, Winchester, 47. Then in the nightcap, 7:30 contest on March the 1st, Westdale went against Wapahani. Wapahani got the win last night, 67-46. Tonight, it's Monroe Central at 11-14. Going against the Wapahani Raiders, 22-2 championship game tonight over there at Alexandria. The winner over there will play the winner over here, the regional competition, this weekend on the 9th of March. We'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy Restaurant, good food, friends, good time. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you in every visit. Through its first cup of coffee, for that first three-point shot, Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Houston and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, we're looking forward to making each visit like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, friends, and good times not far away. The Jim Dandy menu calling your name. And also bringing you tonight's concept is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts are Quest Auto Parts, located at 1110 Blue Street, Cicero, Indiana, 6034. They're at the south edge of Cicero. They're at Cicero Town Plaza. Our team members, Parkwest Auto Parts in Cicero. Reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Auto Parts, Cicero. And also bringing you this game tonight, Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, the real estate agent, the real estate broker. You're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent. Look for Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience of serving clients. Most professionalism. Lisa lists. And or let Lisa look your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-0086. And their number is 317-513-0086. So it's simple. You would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Peak, 17-513-4086. So the clock rolling down, 2.5 minutes left in the intermission. And we'll mention, we'll talk a little bit about Class 2A, final poll Class 2A. Top number one, Brownstown Central at 2-4. They were at number two last week. And it's Wapahani. Wapahani at number two. They're not in the overall coaches poll. Wapahani at number two. They were at number three last week. Then at number three, it's the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils are currently 23-2. We're at number one last week. They fell to LaPel. Up in a couple spots. Tipton is still in the overall coaches poll, number 11. At number 4 this week, Providence. We're at number 4 last week. Number 5 this week, Wayne Lewis. We're at number 5 last week. Number 6 this week is Fort Wayne Blackhawk. They were at number 7 last week. At number 7 this week at Southwestern, Hanover. We're at number 8 last week. Number 8 this week is Park Tudor. Number 9, it's the LaPel Bulldogs. Number 10, at number 9 last week, at Hebron. Number 11, it's Manchester Squires. Number 12, Derry, 21st Century. Number 13, Adams Central, Flying Jet. But Adams Central, what quality athletes are going through the school right now for runner-up football this year in the state. Number 14, it's Linton Stockton. Number 15, Sullivan. Number 16, Church Heritage. Tied at number 17 is Whitco, 19-4. Clinton Prairie, 18-3. Clinton Prairie exited the tournament via the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Clock rolling, 1:28 left in the intermission. Now we'll talk about this. This is the 114th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball Tournament. As you know, it began on Tuesday, the 27th. Keep in mind, the state finals will be played at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis. It's going to happen on Saturday, March 30th. That's going to take a week off. It's a little bit different. A week later than normally would be the 30th. That's because that date is a week later than normally scheduled at Great Gainbridge Fieldhouse because the NCAA men's basketball first and second round tournament games will be played, and that takes precedence. So it's kind of like when they're going to the Super Bowl, you got 2 weeks off to find out you're going to play. That's how it works out this year. It's still a blessing to play high school basketball. The Gainbridge Fieldhouse, well mentioned, this tournament is being brought to you in part by the Indiana Pacers, the Indiana Fever, and as you know, the Indiana Fever has first pick. The draft, Caitlin Clark, sounding pretty good to be a Fever of Iowa. She's the scorer. We're going to bring the ball in. Toss the possession. Give it to Tipton. Jackson Munn tosses it in backcourt. Tim Quigley. Step court. Keyshawn Galloway, working in Grady Carpenter. Out top, Nolan Swan. Out top on the dribble. Working against them, Drake McClatchy. Back to Grady. Behind the arc, they'll back pedal dribble. 2 seconds into the third quarter. 33-23 at halftime. That's where we're at right now. Blue Devils first possession here in the second half. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. To go to the corner, Sam Quigley. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, J.C. Allen Harris. Just going to bring it to the court. For Binion, he'll dribble in. Going to be a reach-in foul. Whistle a foul on Tipton. Number 11, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to pick up his first foul to the ball game. 7:23 left, third quarter. Brought in by Connor Binion. Out top of the circle, they're working in. Number 10, T-Stone Galloway. Square it up in the basketball. Back pedal dribble. Picks up the dribble. He can move to the left side. Drayden McClatchy. Now right side. Connor Binion back to McClatchy. T-Stone Galloway plays the point. Out top. Mike Galloway is a travel there. Connor Binion. Put some ooh and aah in the audience there. Still on the dribble in the front court. Tavion Harris in the front court. He's going to pick up the dribble and bounce it back out top. Connor Binion. Drayden McClatchy. Now back to T-Stone. In the basketball. In the paint. He'll bring it back out. Sam Quickie trying to draw a charge. No whistle. Dribble in. In the paint. Going to get a traveling violation. Going to whistle a travel on number 10, T-Stone Galloway. Kind of hit a foot. Could have tripped him up. There's no call there. Sometimes call that a blocking foul on the defense. So we're going to bring the ball to the sideline. Grady Carpenter. Nolan Swan left side behind the arc. Top of the basketball. Going to guard him. It's Javion Harris. And Javion Harris is going to pick up quick first foul in this ball game. 6:25 left. Christian Hall is going to immediately enter the ball game for Javion Harris. Javion Harris rail outside. Side the arc. Trying to play defense. The body fouls. And now he has four. Javion Harris jumps center. Controls the opening tip. And he's going to sit down for just a while. We'll see how long Bob Wannell wants to leave his star to the bench. We're going to round the perimeter to the corner. See Carpenter, baseline drive. Pull out the corner, Jackson Money. He'll dribble in. Outside the paint, he'll get it back to Nolan Swan. Long three-point shot, Swan. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound caroms out long and tall to Mike Grady. Work it inside, Nolan Swan. In the paint, couldn't get the bucket. Rebounds, Ray McClatchy. Front court, T-Stone Galloway in the paint, throw one up and over the rim, off the backboard and falls in. Number 10, T-Stone Galloway, averages 8 points per game. 33-25, 8-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils in the front court, Ryan Tracy, now Nolan Swan, being guarded by Drayden McClatchy. We'll see, they're going to download it through the hands of Ryan Tracy, picked up by Christian Hall, they go off the glass. Christian Hall at 5'9" got it off the glass and shared with Grady Carpenter in the vicinity. 33-27. Point advantage for the Blue Devils. Grady Carpenter out top being guarded by Christian Hall. We're going back to Ryan Tracy. 6'4" senior. The baseline. Grady Carpenter down low off the glass. Ryan Tracy was all alone. Point bucket, and Grady Carpenter with another assist. 35-27, back to an 8-point advantage. Blue Devils causing trouble in the backcourt. Get the ball across the timeline. Christian Hall off the glass and good. Christian Hall off the bench. But he's worth his weight in gold. Not a big guy, but he gets the job done. Like a sixth man right there off the bench. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Nolan Swan. Got up with the rebound was Ryan Tracy. It's out of bounds. Going to belong to Taylor. Ball's going to be brought in backcourt. In the ball game. Number 10 right there brings it in. T-Stone Galloway. Connor Binion now back to Drayden McClatchy. Going to pass it back and forth. They go across the timeline. Christian Hall. Guarded there by Sam Quigley. They'll tip it to the backcourt. They cover. Picked up by Connor Binion. And Quigley, trying to save the basketball, he does step in the hands of Christian Hall. Looks like Christian Hall's shot. Might have been a foul there, no foul called. Ball comes back down. Next time they go up, there will be a foul called. will be whistled on Tipton. Then has number 11, Nolan Swan. He had two fouls in the contest. 4 minutes left, straight up, third quarter. Brought in baseline. Connor Binion tosses it in. Wooten on the dribble, tried to pass out of it. Tipped away by Jackson Money. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. So Wooten's going to guard Grady Carpenter. He's going to guard him long. He's going to spin by him in the paint. Carpenter, point shot good. Rims around and falls through. 37-29, Blue Devils by 8. 38 left. We're in a third quarter. Championship game. Next week, one of these teams will play regional competition against the Alexandria sectional winner. Paintball's loose. Binion picked up by the Blue Devils. Front court on the dribble. D. Carpenter picked up a screen from Jackson Money. Screen down low. Pass it down low to Ryan Tracy. Tipped away and stolen by the four, Christian Hall. Christian Hall goes coast to coast. Christian Hall, 5'9" sophomore, averaging 7.6. Probably beyond there now. Come back outside. Nolan Swan, now Jackson Money. Jackson Money goes dribbling. To the corner, Sam Quigley. Point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound controlled by Taylor. Dylan Wooten to the front court. Christian Hall. Pass it outside, move the basketball. Hunter Binion, left side, basketball. At number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Christian Hall, back to Trey McClatchy. Top, Binion. Bring it back to Galloway, to the corner. Christian Hall, and try a three. It was deflected, blocked by Grady Carpenter. Front court, Nolan Swan. To the corner, Jackson Money. Nolan Swan, three-point shot, rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Taylor. At the board, that's number 5, England Wooten. The front court with the basketball. 10, Keyshawn Galloway. Left side, Christian Hall. On left, around there, double team. Counter Binion passes out of it. Wooten with the basketball behind the arc. Now back out top. Then free throw line, Trey McClatchy. Lost the handle, regathers it. We're going to right side, Wooten. Jalen Wooten going to ditch off. Christian Hall out top, move the basketball. Galloway, Binion to the corner. Back to Wooten. Back out top on the dribble. Spin move in the paint. Rims on offensive foul. Taylor Whistle an offensive foul on Taylor. Can be called on Jalen Wooten. And I'm going to call a 30-second timeout. Take that back. That foul whistled on number 10, Keyshawn Galloway. And a lot of Taylor Titan fans in disbelief. I can feel for what they're saying. I'm not sure Sam Quigley was set up to draw the charge. So they call a timeout, 30-second timeout on the surface. And we do thank you for tuning in. I mentioned a good ball game in the works. 37-31, first horn sounds. 1:31 left in the third quarter. So a lot of cell phones in the works right here. A lot of folks using the cell phone, getting some selfies in front of me. Ball's in the backcourt. Then Sam Quigley to the timeline. Right side, Nolan Swan, guarded by Gray McClatchy. Look at right side, Grady Carpenter. Spin move, go baseline. He'll pop a shot outside the paint. Wouldn't get it. Ball comes down, going to be a jump ball. Grady Carpenter, lock it up to Jalen Wooten. The possession arrow, going to give it to Taylor. Coming out of the ballgame for Taylor is number 32, Jacob Trueblood. Trueblood is a 6'2 sophomore. He gets a medium 5 from Coach Wanell. Taylor brings it to the timeline. With the basketball, 5, Jalen Wooten to the corner. The basketball, Galloway. Outside, Binion. Left side, Christian Hall. Christian Hall playing a good game off the bench. Right side of the basketball, to go to the corner with it to Wooten. Up the back out top, Connor Binion. Well outside the arc, works to the left side. Christian Hall picked up the dribble. Got to Binion, he'll dribble in. Free throw line and back pedal dribble. Step dribble right there, works it back out to Jalen Wooten. Out top again in the paint. Binion, he'll take it back out. Christian Hall outside the arc. Right elbow extended, three-point shot is good. For Christian Hall, the sophomore. with 34 seconds left there in the quarter. Blue Devils in the front court. Brady Hall now at the money out top near the center circle. He'll dribble around. 22 seconds left. Third quarter. 37-34. Blue Devils by three. Out in the center circle, bring it back around. Grady Carpenter. 8 seconds left. Brady goes dribble in. In the pass side to paint. First one up. Couldn't get it. Ball's loose. Saved to Taylor. Long shot at the buzzer. Shin Hall wouldn't go at the top of the backboard. And the Taylor Titans fans are on their feet. I had to stand up myself to see over the top. And we'll go to a third quarter break. Quarter break. Chips and Blue Devils, 37. Taylor Titans, 34. This game is nothing like the previous game this season. Well, that game was different. It was much different. We knew this game tonight is going to be a doozy, and it's living up to its bill. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutneyInSports.com. Putney in Sports and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football, and basketball in the winter, the Blue Devils basketball. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. Huskies finished the season to the semi-state. They won the regional this season 24-3. Ball's going to be brought in. Also possession arrow, Jackson Money of Tipton. Trying to get it in, going to need some help. Back to get the basketball, Ryan Tracy in the front court. Stand in the center circle. To the left side right here, Sam Quigley. Being guarded by Christian Hall. Down low, Grady Carpenter. Full threat available. He'll dribble in against Wooten. The paint jump shot. Wouldn't get it, guys on board. Put it back up and in over the glass. Grady Carpenter, 7.5 rebounds per game. At the bucket there, it's 39-34, Tipton by five. In the front court, Kalen Wooten. Out top, Connor Binion. Outside, Christian Hall. Back to Binion. Top, now to Wooten. He'll dribble right side inside the point line and kick it back out to Binion. Took it down low, elbow. The McClatchy down low. They get it to Galloway. His shot is blocked by Grady Carpenter. Taylor fans thought there was a foul involved. No foul called. 9-34. 7 minutes left. We're in the fourth quarter at Tipton. We're going to down low. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Jackson Money. I stood up. 3 points. Be a 60-second timeout called. And Coach Robert Wannell. Also mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. You find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company. The high quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at South Edge of Noblesville, Indiana. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street in Noblesville. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. Of up to 26-foot box truck available. And a truck with a Tommy lift sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. See truck rentals. The name can't be alone. Take any possible concerns away from the travel. We're going to bring the ball in. Backcourt. It's going to be tossed in by Christian Hall. Christian Hall sporting those fluorescent green shoes. Guy told me if you wear something off color, easy to find your man. Lose the guy you're guarding, man to man. If you look down, see the shoes. It's going to be an offensive foul. They're going to say an illegal screen. Top of the circle. The call on Taylor, Christian Hall. evidently moving screen, and he'll pick up his first foul in the ball game. 41 left. First quarter. 32-34. Devils by 8. Backcourt, Nolan Swan. Grady Carpenter back to Nolan. Pass to the front court, Ryan Tracy. To Grady Carpenter. Corner. Pass to Money. Take it back out, Grady Carpenter. The perimeter working back out top. Sam Quigley, right side, Nolan Swan. Dribble in, he'll baseline. He'll dish off. Ryan Tracy couldn't get the bucket. He got the foul. He's going to earn the foul. He'll shoot two. Then a whistleless foul on Taylor. Number 10, Tucson Galloway. Freshman, he's got two in the contest. 6:23 left. 42-34. Tipton by 8. Ryan Tracy's first shot is good. Tracy on the season, he's shooting 79%. Free throw line, he's now 12-15. He's at 80% now. In the ballgame down low on the block is Javion Harris. For Taylor, he's got two fouls. Take that back. He's got four fouls. He'll bring the ball in. Shot good by Tracy. 44-34. Devils by 10. 6:15 left here in the fourth quarter. Taylor with the basketball. Out top, center circle. Sin Hall. He'll bring it back out. Connor Binion. And the back dribble is the right side behind the arc. Dre McClatchy. Dre McClatchy started out as the point guard. They gave him a different assignment here. Billy Jordan back to the corner. Back around Galloway. Back out top, Connor Binion. Where to get him? Jackson Money. Dre McClatchy. Get out, Christian Hall back to Binion. Around the perimeter. Tipton not going to allow a good shot in the paint. But we're going down low now. Javion Harris. Move. He'll shoot one outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. Carpenter, he had to work hard to get that one. Came up with it. They're in the front court now. Carpenter going to hand off to Jackson Money, right side. Score pass, number 5, Sam Quigley. Back to Grady. Grady out top, 5:18 left. 34-34. Grady Carpenter will drive the lane. The floater off the rim wouldn't go. Rebound fought for by Grady. He'll dish off. Nolan Swan trying to get the ball back after a quick pass. Brian Tracy. And McClatchy going to guard Swan. Hell out top. Spin move. Side Jack Money to the corner. Sam Quigley. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound caroms out. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. They have another attempt at the front court. Put Swan on the dribble. Going to work it back around. Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. In the paint. Float it back to the corner. Sam Quigley. To Grady behind the arc. Picked up there by J.D. Allen Harris. For 36 left. In the front court. Sam Quigley back out top, Jackson Money, guarded by Hunter Binion. Back stolen, 4:28 left. Thought about a screen there, wouldn't use it. Nolan Swan, back pedal dribble. Guarded in the face right there, no count administered. Trey McClatchy doing the defense. Out top to get it back to Grady. Grady getting a count, Javion Harris guarding close. They're back around, Nolan Swan goes dribble the paint. He'll take a floater off the glass, couldn't get it. Had to come up with the basketball in a hurry. He was in the lane. The way he does, the shot away couldn't go. He bounced out of there. Number 3, Dre McClatchy. In the front court with the basketball. Galloway back to McClatchy. First take the point now. 3-point shot, Connor Binion. He's out long. Rebound fought for. Going to be picked up in the front court by Galloway of Taylor. Galloway going to dribble in. He'll take a shot. He'll call 2 shots, but Galloway never released the basketball. Galloway theoretically did not shoot the basketball, but they're going to give him 2 shots. Ball was locked up by Ryan Tracy. At best, this would be a jump ball. So anyway, he's going to shoot 2. Galloway's first shot is good. Back in the ball game for Taylor, number 5, Jalen Wooten. Taking a breather, going offense, defense, Javion Harris set down for the defensive mode. Javion Harris has 4 fouls. Second shot up for Galloway, also good. He got both of them. Galloway is shooting good. Free throw line, he's climbing that average from 53%. We're going to see the front court. Grady Carpenter. 10.5 minutes left. Score pass, Nolan Swan picked up by Dre McClatchy. Count being administered. But we're back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. Hand off Jackson Money. Plenty on the dribble. Going to dribble inside the paint. He'll bring it back out. Right against him is Connor Binion. Brady Carpenter on the dribble. Picked up by Jalen Wooten this time. 3:06 to go dribble in the paint. Off the glass. He's going to get the bucket. They're going to call a foul. Sidestep the would-be charging foul. Couldn't get set up. Brady Carpenter with some good body control goes off the glass and absorbs the foul. A three-point play opportunity. That foul whistled on Taylor, number 5, Jalen Wooten. Got 2. The Carpenter steps to the stripe, shooting 65% on the season. He'll get that one. Started the ball game at 72-110. That's right. That's Grady Carpenter. 47-36. Devils by 11. Front court with the basketball. Connor Binion. Behind the back row, works to the left side. Galloway thought about putting one up. They get it back to McClatchy. Side the arc. Pass it back out to Binion. Guarded there, Jackson Money. Sam Quigley. Dribble in. Great McClatchy. Out the row when they finally get it. Christian Hall. Christian Hall's going to absorb a foul. Christian Hall in the paint. With Grady Carpenter at 6'6". Ryan Tracy at 6'4". Christian Hall can take care of himself. 5'9". They'll bring it in. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good entry pass. And a good bucket from Jadeon Harris. 37-38. 9-point advantage for Tipton. 2:24 left. Moving Tipton in the front court. Action Money. Hand off. Nolan Swan outside. Dribble the paint. A floater. They roll around and fall in. Nolan Swan for 2. It's back to a 49-point contest. 11-point advantage. Tipton. Front court, Connor Binion. Around the perimeter, Galloway. Now to Dre McClatchy. McClatchy bouncing one down low. It's a tall pass. That's hard to handle. Difficult pass. It's tipped away and easily stolen by Nolan Swan. Front court, Jackson Money in the paint. Spin move, bring it back out. Nolan Swan, 1:47 left. The fourth quarter is 49-38. Out top, they'll get it to Grady Carpenter, being guarded there by Dre McClatchy. Now double team Binion. Pass out of it to Nolan Swan near the center line. A side bounce pass to Quigley. Jackson Money, Nolan Swan, back to Grady. Now back to Jackson, back to Nolan. Make the Taylor Titans move their body. Out to elbow. Outside Jackson Money, tipped away, picked up by Jackson. Top center line right there, Grady Carpenter, back to Nolan. It's going to be a re-spin, it's going to be a foul whistle. Dre McClatchy stopped the clock and did so. With the foul, it's going to be the fourth foul here in the fourth quarter on Taylor. Twanell going to get Deion Harris back out of the ballgame. Defensively, we'll bring the ball in. Nolan Swan, 1:12 left. Grady Carpenter in the front court. Foul Grady. D. Carpenter to pick up the foul. He'll go to the foul line. Take that back. Grady Carpenter going to absorb the foul. He'll go to the foul stripe. He'll shoot 2. Mission accomplished for Taylor, stopping the clock and trying to get this ball carom off the second rebound. 1:10 left. 11-point advantage for Tipton. Grady Carpenter going to shoot 2. First shot up and good. A foul was whistled on 5, Jalen Wooten. He's got 3 in the contest. Take a breather. He'll get a medium 5 from Coach Swanell. In the ballgame, low block. Right side is Jadeon Harris. Second shot up, rims around, wouldn't go. Jackson Money trying to rebound it. It's into the hands of Taylor Titan. Jackson Hall, he'll dribble in the paint. Jackson Money going to tip it away from him. Going to whistle. We're going to say a jump ball. I never saw the hands in the air, but jump ball is the call. Give it to Tipton, alternate possession there. I don't think that back. Give it to Taylor. They're also possession there. They'll be in the front court. Going to be brought in by Connor Binion. He'll bounce it in. Jadeon Harris. It's out of bounds by Tipton. They'll have another opportunity. They'll probably run a different play. Going to be brought in again. Connor Binion. Left of the bucket. Alley-oop. He'll come down with it. They go back up with a shot. Jadeon Harris. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Ryan Tracy. Now Nolan Swan. Going to dribble across the timeline. Second threat. We're under a minute. After the left side. Sam Quigley. Back to Grady. Third circle. They'll bounce it free throw line past Jackson Money. I side Ryan Tracy, 40 seconds left. It's Brady Carpenter back to Nolan. But look at the left side, Sam Quigley. Free throw line, Jackson Money. Back out, Brady Carpenter. Now Jackson to the corner, Ryan Tracy. 26 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The Titans playing good basketball here on a Saturday night. Looking at basketball, Nolan Swan, Jackson Money. 15 seconds left. Back to Nolan, near the center court line, being guarded by Christian Hall. Bring it back out, 7 seconds left. Nolan Swan going to end up with the basketball. Final buzzer will fail. 2 minutes gone by. LSU basketball at Tipton High School, sectional final. Tipton Blue Devils are going to advance to next Saturday, March the 9th. Play the winner of Monroe Central and Wapahani. Do not have a final for that one yet. We'll see if we can get that before we talk to Coach Hawkins. And that's going to be the final we'll mention. Final score, Tipton Blue Devils, 50. Taylor Titans, 38. We're going to have a pro presentation. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll hope you'll tune in Saturday. Check the website. You'll find out what time ball game will tip off. We do hope you enjoyed the ball game. We thank my wife for sound check, for making it all happen. And the Blue Devils going to get some photographs. They're having a conversation right there. Coach Swanell, what a quality gentleman. Swanell, the athletic director and the basketball coach. Coach Swanell working in year number 17 overall. Derek Taylor, he's working in year number 3. He's now 48, 25 at Taylor Titan High School. We're going to bow out of here right now, but we'll come back. Stay tuned. Talk to Coach Cliff Hawkins just a bit. But until then, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. First game, I'm going to talk to Coach Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, that was a good game. Now, victorious.
I'll tell you, it's did a great job the whole tournament because to withstand everybody's best game, because they all know it could be their last game. And it's a really tough thing. They hit some shots tonight they haven't hit all season, but give credit to them for hitting the shots. But, you know, what I want to say, we've played 3 games in this sectional, and we've given up 117 points.
That's not very many points compared to what you guys put on the board.
It's in the 30s.
That's incredible.
So, I mean, our kids are playing great defense. They're recognizing the job of the scouting that we do. We do a little film work, but not a lot. It depends on the opponent. We probably did more on Eastern than we did anybody in the tournament because we knew Taylor. But just a credit to our kids. And then when we spread the floor there toward the end, it really takes the air out of the opponent.
That was tough. You made them move decisively. I tell you what, next weekend, I don't know who it's going to be, Monroe Central or Wapahani.
Yeah, and obviously we'll know here shortly and look forward to that game. But we'll enjoy tonight, and then I would imagine Monday we probably have a regional meeting somewhere, and then we'll come back Tuesday. Our kids need to have a 48-hour rest. 3 games in a week against everybody playing their best. Not an easy thing.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.